guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا نور الله. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I welcome the dear viewers back to our silsila, our role models. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this beautiful program has such a beautiful theme that every episode we speak regarding a personality, some aspects of their life, the aspects of life of the pious ancestors, of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we speak regarding their biography and try to gain blessings from their seerat. And the main sole purpose of this is that we can learn and try to implement their teachings in our life. Because their teachings, their methods, and their way of life is a role model for us. They are our role models. Their teachings are the best for us. Because they are our role models, their method of life is the best method of life for us. They are our examples. We should look up to them. We should follow them. We should try to act according to their seerat. We should try to act according to their footsteps. Because whatever they did, whatever they said, whatever they practiced, however they lived their life, whatever they did, it was all based upon the sunnah of the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So inshaAllah ta'ala, when we act according to their sunnahs, we will ultimately be able to act upon the sunnah of the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We often hear that we should love the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We should live our life according to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should mold our life in the sunnah method, in the method of sharia, in the method of how the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam spent his life. But to follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who should we follow? So these are the Sahaba-e-Karam, these are the Awliya Allah, who practically showed us that you want to follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do this what we did, follow us. So this is our good fortune, that we have examples in front of us, we have such beautiful personalities in front of us, whom we can follow. And inshallah ta'ala, as in every episode, we speak regarding a pious personality. So today also, we are speaking regarding such an amazing personality, who is amongst the companions of our beloved master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are those personalities who spend their time in the state of iman with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were so blessed, they were so privileged that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with the company of our beloved master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, in our today's episode, we will speak regarding Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah was the son of Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That's why his name is Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was an uncle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He was born just 3 years before the hijrah. When the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam physically demised, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was only 13 years old. When he was born, his mother took him to the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, who put some of his saliva onto the baby's tongue. This was the beginning of the close, intimate relationship between Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and our beloved master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. When Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reached the age of discretion, he committed himself to the service of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He would run to fetch water for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam wanted to perform wudu. While praying, he would stand behind the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam set on a journey to somewhere, to another place, to another town, or perhaps another city, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would follow him, would stay in his company. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas thus became like his shadow. He would always be with him. He would always be in his company and was constantly with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in all these situations, all these circumstances, all these things, whenever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a journey or he wasn't on a journey, whatever it may be, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would always pay attention on what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, how the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he would be attentive, he would be alert on all those things, on all those af'al, on all those actions, on all those beautiful statements of our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. His heart was enthusiastic and his young mind was pure and uncluttered. So he was able to commit the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam's words to memory with the capacity and accuracy of a recording machine. He was such powerful when it came to memory. He was such powerful when it came to memorizing that he recorded whatever the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said. He remembered whatever the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said. He saw whatever the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam did and he always remembered that. But along with only remembering, along with only knowing, he also followed the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. He saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam doing a certain action. He tried his best to follow that action. He saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam saying something. He tried his best to act upon that saying. We also know many sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We also know many actions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know so many sunnats of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But unfortunately, we are unable to follow them. But the Sahaba Ikram was such that they would follow each and every sunnat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If they came to know that this is a sunnat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, their first and foremost thing which would come to their mind was that how should I act upon it? I have to act upon it. No matter what, I have to do it. Why? Because my beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam did this. My beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said this. So we should also be like this. We should not only limit the sunnats just to our memory, that we know that a certain action is sunnat, but we should also try to implement those sunnats in our actions. Let's do that. Let's act upon the sunnat of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let's follow upon what the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam commanded us to do. And let's stay away from what the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam prohibited us from. And like this, we will be acting upon the sunnat of this Sahaba Ikram. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he had such a powerful memory that he remembered whatever the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said. Attentive, alert, and with that, a very powerful memory. In this way, and through his constant research, he continued his life like this. As we shall see, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became one of the most learned companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, preserving on behalf of later generations of Muslims the priceless words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. It is said that he committed to memory about 1,660 sayings, 60 ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, 1,660 ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, which are recorded in authentic books of ahadith, which are narrated from Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a great memory. He heard whatever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. He was attentive. He looked at whatever the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam did. Along with that, he practiced upon whatever he saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam doing. And not only that, he also taught it to others. He narrated it to others. So that he is acting upon the sunnahs of the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he wanted people to act upon the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, many books we read nowadays, many quotes, many ahadith we read nowadays, we see that one of the prominent narrators is Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. During the lifetime of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would not miss any of the gathering of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And he would commit to memory whatever he said. He would memorize on whatever the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said. After the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam physically departed from this world, he would take care to go to as many companions as possible, especially those who had known the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for a longer period of time, so as to learn from them whatever the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam taught them. He would go to the Sahaba ikram, he would go to some senior Sahaba ikram who spent a lot of time with the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to ask them, tell me what the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to say. Tell me whatever you have narrated from him. Tell me whatever you have heard from him. He would record that as well. This is how passionate he was. This is how enthusiastic he was. He just wanted to listen about the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wanted to record whatever the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said. So passionate, so enthusiasm. He just wanted to know. May we also attain that kind of enthusiasm, that kind of passion, that we also are passionate on acting upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We come to know that this is the sunnah, we should be passionate that yes, I have to act upon it. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, my Peer and Murshid, Amir-e Ahl-e Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, we see this quality in him. He is so passionate to act upon the sunnats of the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see the way he ties his Imam al-Sharif, you see the way he walks, see the way he eats, see the way he sits, see the way he stands, see the way he talks, see the way he talks to the people, talks to the public, or when he is giving a talk as a bayan. All what he does is in accordance with the sunnah of the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He keeps long hair, following the zulf sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. His beard, his turban sharif, his every style is in accordance with sharia, in accordance with the sunnah of the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the impact, look at the result of following the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That people by looking at him also try to act upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amir al sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he wore Imam al-Sharif, not only him, he made thousands and millions of people wear this crown of Imam al-Sharif. Not only did he keep zulf, he made thousands and millions to act upon this sunnah of the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Not only did he keep a beard, he made thousands and millions keep the beard of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to follow the actions and the sunnats of the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is all impact and the result of sincerity, the result of true love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He loves Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam blindly, so people love him blindly. So inshallah azza wa jal, when we also dedicate our lives for the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we madly love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah azza wa jal, our dunya, our world will become amazing. And inshallah ta'ala, our akhirat will also be amazing for us. Inshallah. Whenever Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu heard that someone knew a hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which he did not know, he would go quickly to him and record that hadith. He would ask him, tell me what you have narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would also immediately record that. Everything he recorded was subjected to great sincerity towards Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It was subjected to great devotion towards Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu described that he once did, on hearing that a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew a hadith that was unknown to him. I went to him during the time of the afternoon siesta and spread my cloak in front of his door. The wind blew dust on me because I was waiting there. I was sitting there. If I wished, I could have sought his permission to enter and he would certainly give me permission. However, I preferred to wait for him so that he would be completely refreshed. When he was leaving his house and saw me in the condition, he said, O cousin of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what's the matter with you? If you had sent for me, I would have come to you. If you called me, I would come to you. I asked him about a hadith and learnt it from him. I asked him, which hadith did you narrate from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? He did not think that I am the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the closest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To learn what Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, he showed such level of humbleness, he showed such level of humility that he went himself, he waited there in dust. He suffered, but then he learned the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So much devotion, so much of dedication in the path of ilm-e-deen to learn the knowledge of Islam. Why don't we try to seek ilm-e-deen? Because seeking ilm-e-deen is necessary for us. If ilm-e-deen is not there in our lives, then our lives are dark. We have to seek ilm-e-deen. We need to learn. At least those basics we have to learn, which we face day to day. We have to learn those farz ulum. We need to learn them. We need to know them. Because we are Muslims. We read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So as Muslims, if we do not know these rulings, if we do not know our deen, then who will know our deen? If we do not practice our deen, then who will practice our deen? This is the main problem in us, that we are unable to follow the footsteps of our pious ancestors. We are not practically upon our deen. We have to practically come back to the way of the pious ancestors. Then inshallah ta'ala, we will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. So like how the Sahaba Ikram were dedicated to learn ilm-e-deen, to get the knowledge of deen, to learn what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we should also create this enthusiasm within ourselves that I have to learn ilm-e-deen, I have to learn the message of Quran, I have to learn the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. By this inshallah ta'ala, we will be educating ourselves and our coming generations will also be educated inshallah azza wa jal. In this way, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu dedicated himself in seeking the knowledge of deen. And in this way, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu collected the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he dedicated himself in seeking the knowledge of Islam. It was not only in the collection of hadith that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a specialist. He had a special admiration of people like Zaid ibn Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the recorder of the revelation, the leading judge and juris consultant in Madinatul Munawwara, an expert in the laws of inheritance and in reciting the Holy Quran. When Zaid ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu intended to go on a trip, the young Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas would stand humbly by his side and, taking hold of the reins of the mount, would adopt the attitude of a humble servant in the presence of his master. Zaid bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would say to him, "Don't, O cousin of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Sayyidina Zaid ibn Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would say that, "Don't do this, O cousin of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, don't do this." But Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would reply, "We are commanded to respect those who are knowledgeable. We are commanded to respect those who are learned amongst us." And Sayyidina Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would say to him in return, "Let me see your hand." Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would stretch out his hand. Sayyidina Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would take and kiss it while saying, "Thus we were commanded to treat the members of the household of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with love." Look at the love, look at the unity, look at the devotion with the Sahaba Ikram had. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, to learn, in order to seek knowledge, he loved Sayyidina Zaid ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu so much. He dedicated his life for his respect. He respected him so much. Why? So that he would get some ilm-e-deen. He would come to learn something. And Zaid ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, on the other hand, he would say, "No, O cousin of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are you doing? You don't need to do this." And he would kiss his hand in return. Just look at this love. Just look at this devotion. There is no imagination of a wrong attitude. There is no imagination of arrogance. There is no imagination of "I am something, I know something, so he is inferior." There was no imagination of "I belong to such and such family, so I am big, I am this, I am dominant over him." No. They would all live with love and harmony for each other. They would all respect one another. They would all love one another. This is also a nasihat for us. This is also an advice for us, that we should love one another. We should respect one another. Obviously, to get respect, we have to give respect. Everyone likes respect. So we talk to someone with respect. In return, he will also talk to us in respect. But we talk to someone rudely, he will definitely reply to us rudely. So let's love all. Let's spread the message of Islam. Let's spread the message which the Sahaba Ikram sent to us. And let's live our lives according to the sunnah of the Sahaba Ikram. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that we are successful in following the footsteps of the Sahaba of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with those.